Got to preach to
pre-kindergartners and kindergartners and first graders and second graders today,
this homily. So try and follow along, okay? The parable that Jesus puts forth, the situation of a servant, a master, you know, there's all sorts of historical things to understand about the size of keys, how many keys you could have for your gate that then enclosed your home. The point being is servants at Jesus' time had to wait up to make sure that when the master of the house knocked at the door, that the door would be opened for him. This was part of being a good servant. No cell phones, no telephones, no email. You just had to be ready. You had to not get dressed in your pajamas, but stay girded in your clothes. You had to have a light ready to lit, ready to go, so that when he knocked, you could open the door for him. Jesus says something amazing. He says to these disciples of his, be like the servant who is vigilant and ready. Because if you are in this way, then when the master comes, he himself will wait upon you and provide for your need. So often we're in the master's house. We have all of these things. It's like, well, who really needs the master? We have the house. We spend so much time providing for our own needs that we are not attentive to anyone else knocking at the door of our heart in order to fulfill that which is most longed for. Jesus says, if you die a little to yourself and you make yourself vigilant in this waiting for me to knock at your heart, I promise you, when I knock at your heart and you open to me, then everything that you have died from, I will give back to you in life. If we try to preserve ourselves and save our own life, we will lose it. We will be about other things, and we will not hear the knock at the door. Notice that Jesus would knock at the door of your heart. He doesn't kick the door in. He doesn't force his way in. He needs you to open that door. He is gentle. He is kind. He is loving. He doesn't have a key separate from you. He may have the key, he may have the lock, but he will not open the door himself. He needs you to open the door for him. It's an invitation for him to come in and to make his dwelling place. The servants are to be about their master. Disciples of Jesus are to be about Jesus. Can we wait upon him? Can we trust? Can we trust that he will respond, that he will answer, that he will meet our needs, that he will provide for us the life that we seemingly lose in being attentive to him? How many times? Invitation to pray. Prayer is a waste of time. Get off your butt and do something. This kind of attitude makes us believe that it's about us. Jesus is trying to order the hearts of his disciples to him. And what was true in his day is true today. be ordered to him. Be attentive to him. Be vigilant to hear his knocking. And he will provide. Amen.